An item in the proposed state budget would govern how school districts review book challenges from parents, teachers, or local residents. Liz Schlimmer reports.
The last decade has seen a rise in challenges to the books in school libraries and classrooms, especially books with LGBTQ characters. The General Assembly addressed this 2 years ago in the Parents' Bill of Rights, which required districts to have a process for reviewing those challenges. A section in the new state budget lays out more specific requirements for review committees made up of three principals, three teachers, three media specialists, and two parents.
I support the idea of it. I just think it falls short in putting parents in the driver's seat of their children's education.
That's Becky Lou Hobbs, president of the Wake County chapter of Moms for Liberty. She's helped other members submit book challenges to Wake County schools. She says she wishes this new policy put more parents on the committees, with more opportunity to appeal decisions. And she says it conflicts with existing policies.
It's somewhat confusing. Wake County actually already has a fairly extensive policy.
Like many districts, Wake County Schools set up its own process after the Parents' Bill of Rights passed. But those review policies vary widely from county to county. Lori Monroe, president of the North Carolina School Library Media Association, said she worries this new process will be cumbersome because the 11-member committees must hold a hearing on each challenge.
It's a 2-week time period that all of these people have to meet. They all have to read the book. They all have to make decisions.
And she's concerned about the language in the policy, which singles out books that are obscene or not age appropriate.
What's dangerous about it is it includes those words that mean different things to different people, right? What is obscene to one is informational to another.
Monroe says she worries that the fear of challenges will cause schools to trim back what they carry.
I see the danger of self-censorship, librarians being asked to remove books just in case.
Both this librarian and the Moms for Liberty activist agree the policy puts a big burden on school districts. Lou Hobbs suggests committees should be made up of community volunteers instead of school staff. Liz Schlemmer, WUNC News.